Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Get your questions ready and send them to wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Questions about finances, long-term care, insurance, and everything that goes along with preparing for the next phase of your life. Gar and Leanne Lenander have the answer. Email your questions to wisemoney@klbbradio.com or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. And now it's Wise Money on KLBB with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial Services.
Welcome to Wise Money. This is Leanne and Gar and Lenander inviting you to join us now as we have a very special guest here on the Wise Money Show. We are very happy to have Joe Sperber, chairman of the St. Andrews Foundation, with us. We get a lot of questions about charities and gift giving and what are the things that we are supposed to look at for our taxes and estate planning. All of these different questions come up to us quite often. Well, we have a very special event coming up, and we want to talk about this today, but we really want to tell you about what a foundation is, because we've had so many questions about it. Joe, I'm going to have you tell a little bit about the St. Andrews Foundation.
Well, thank you, Leanne. I appreciate it. The Foundation of St. Andrews was set up for people to give into things that were important to them beyond the general funds of the St. Andrews Lutheran Church. And so our people that attend our church and people that are in our surrounding community see things in our community that are very important to them, and they may already be givers to the church, but they see some specialized areas that they find that are very, very important to them. So it's a means for them to give legacy gifts, ongoing gifts, just one-time gifts to an organization that has some tax opportunities for people that are looking for that. They can help support the surrounding community and entire St. Croix Valley around the church community.
I think that community is a very important word.
The one thing that's kind of interesting with the foundation is that it is a multiple religious backing. A lot of the good that comes out of it is not only for the Lutherans, but we're in cahoots, if that's the right word, with the Catholics and several other churches doing some very good things in the Valley.
Yeah, very much so. The foundation participates and cooperates and collaborates with a lot of other gift-giving organizations to help the entire East Metro. I think one of the examples that's a really good example is the St. Andrews Resource Center. The Resource Center was really birthed out of the church as a way to help families that had immediate changes to their living situation, and they needed immediate help and a way to get back on their feet and maybe find some resources to either find a new job, a new apartment, to help find child care for their kids. And too often enough, we think here in the East Metro, we don't see as much of that. But the East Metro has many families just through economic, the way things are set up today, job changes. They allow people can be one check away or two checks away from a major change in their living conditions. And the St. Andrews Resource Center is a major way for people to come in and get help to find jobs, find clothing, and all of those types of things.
One thing, too, when it comes to the Resource Center, they're connected to other organizations.
They are. In fact, Washington County does not have any services that allow for this type of resource for families here in the county. You would think Washington County would, but because of the nature of Washington County being a fairly affluent county, they really haven't ever been set up for a need for that. So St. Andrews Resource Center is where the county sends people that come to them for help.
Without a regard to the religion. This is, people need help.
Yeah, if they come to the county, no matter what religion, creed, race, nationality, if they come for help, that's where they send them.
And that's the thing that kind of blows my mind, growing up in a very Lutheran area, and you didn't even date a Catholic girl.
Well, it was all Lutheran in my town.
Yeah. Well, there were no other churches in the whole county except Lutherans in the county she grew up in. But anyway, we're diverging.
We're diverging here.
Well, it's an important resource, and I think we forget the needs and the things that we need to have in this county. And it's usually behind the scenes, and those are the things that the Resource Center and, quite frankly, the foundation funds organizations that are probably behind the scenes where people aren't noticing help being put out for the community.
So let's give a couple phone numbers, and let's give it a couple times so that people have a chance to write this down. If they need some help, where do they call?
So what you can do is you can call Lori Good Road at St. Andrew's Lutheran Church at 651-762-9103.
We will do this again.
Yeah, and Lori is she's a good first point of contact and can help you get directed to the people you're looking for.
Now, as we're talking about what the foundation does, we've mentioned the Resource Center and expanded on that, but they've also been involved with the food shelf and other things like scholarships.
Yes, the foundation has also been a big provider for people that are looking for help. You know, it's expensive to go to any college. It's particularly expensive to go to seminary these days. And there's people that need help with scholarships, just a little bit of funding or maybe a lot of funding in order to make a little gap in their tuition grade. So the foundation gives many gifts, annual gifts to students who are focused on seminary and focused on being a betterment to their community.
Garland and I are looking at each other here.
Some of the other things that the foundation is responsible for is oftentimes, even whether you're members of our church or not, we welcome kids to go to a lot of the summer camps and Bible schools here at the school during the summer. And oftentimes, a family is not in a position to afford the fees associated with that. So the foundation is a means of ways of giving scholarships to kids where families aren't able to afford it, but they have kids that are really focused on that and want to attend.
And also, they do talk about scholarships to older students.
Yeah, we find today that sometimes people have career changes in midlife, and they're looking for ways to, you know, find a way to make things work. And so the foundation is one where they can apply for a scholarship, and, you know, depending on the need and depending on their focus on school, we have lots of students that we help support.
The thing that I have been involved in is the assistance that the Catholic Church and the Lutheran churches have put together for people who are homeless, and working at the Catholic Church, the Guardian Angels Church, and it really kind of, I'm not a very sentimental person, but that is kind of neat to have these people come in here and help them, and serve them dinner, because they're homeless. And that is really kind of neat.
Every Wednesday night and sometimes on Thursdays, they have an open dinner for people that aren't necessarily getting a good meal. And Guardian Angels and St. Andrews have teamed together to provide this service for others. And, you know, if we think back in time, churches were always the place where people went for help, and we got away from that, and people started looking to the government, but that wasn't necessarily the natural place for people to go. And what's happened with the foundation is it allows for people to go back to a place where not only they can get financial help, but maybe get some spiritual and some counseling help, and maybe right set on their lives, where maybe they just immediately had a change in life.
Talk a little bit about Treehouse. I'm kind of fascinated by that also.
Yeah, so Treehouse is one of the organizations that the foundation also supports. It's a fabulous organization, and it's a foundation, or it's a service where Treehouse brings in teens that are struggling in life. They can be struggling for a number of reasons. They might have had, their parents might be having difficulties and they're reacting to that. They might be getting bullied at school. They might be hanging around with the wrong kids. It's an opportunity for them to come into an organization that gives them a good set of peers to live around, helps them stay on the guiding path, a little bit of counseling, mentors, and areas where teens, in a very important part of their life, allow themselves to get some good guidance to go forward.
And that is very, very important. So many kids slip off the edge and then they never get back.
It's the key part of their life. You know, you can right set somebody in a teenage years and really make a difference as to where they go. And I think Treehouse, one of those organizations that sits behind the scenes that people don't know a lot about.
And they really don't, yes.
Yeah.
One of the things I'm going to mention quickly, and then we're going to go expanding on the estate planning side of it too, is that, Garwin, you have gone to Guardian Angel. And you want to explain how that has worked?
Well, what they do is that they take in families who just don't have a place to go, and then they feed them. And they feed them there, and then they also bus them up to St. Andrews, and they assist people if they need help finding a job or finding an apartment, and they put them on a regular program. They set up a program for them, and it's really, really very neat.
So let's expand more about what a foundation does. We support these organizations, and we have a group of people that meet, and you can kind of expand on how a foundation is structured.
So the foundation structured is a 501(c) organization. So for people that are looking to find ways to give a one-time gift, we joke sometimes you don't have to be giving million-dollar checks to support a foundation.
It would be nice.
It would be nice if you have that kind of money. But $50, $100, $500, if you're looking to help a gift, and if you have the opportunity where you're sitting in a situation where maybe you've had some stock change in a company and you're able to gift something that helps maybe lower your tax burden, it's a way to give a gift where it kind of keeps on giving. The foundation's job is to manage the money, make sure it's there for a long period of time, and then it's there to help to give to these organizations on an ongoing annual basis.
And I think that's the important thing. It's there to expand and help the individual, not only with their tax situation, but if they want to consider having a legacy or if they want to consider actually having that money used for certain things, they can talk with somebody from the foundation and find out what's available for the individual.
Can I direct my money to a certain area at a foundation?
You can. There are certain areas within the foundation that you might feel they're a soft spot, something that is a passion for you, and you can always come in and talk to the foundation and say that you'd like to have your funds directed in this mode, whether it's a treehouse, St. Andrews Resource Center, or some other form of things that are here in the East Metro.
Now we got to go to the
crux
of the
whole. That's why Gary and I kind of looked at each other before as like, when are we going to hit this? Talk about the event that's coming up, that it means sponsored by the foundation. It's very, very important, and it's open to everybody.
Yeah, this is our second annual event. Last year, we had about 150 people. Lake Elmo Inn, who doesn't like to go to the Lake Elmo Inn and have some good desserts and coffee? But we bring in people that are experts in the tax and accounting and legal field when people are trying to make decisions on things like gift giving and how does it affect me? What kind of things can I give? Who has it? And so our event is on October 13th at the Lake Elmo Inn. Our speaker is Paul Brown. This is the second year we're doing this. He's an attorney with Chandler and Brown. And his focus is on estate planning, gifts, what's changed in our tax laws, and what are the things that are important when you're considering giving a long-time gift.
And why is it important to people to do this? Because many times they can save money by giving some of this stuff away, particularly if you've got appreciated stock. This makes a logical sense to give it to a foundation or something like that.
Yeah, we recently had that situation with the Medtronic sale and merger, and people had an opportunity to give, and it was a great way for them to direct their stock.
And it's going to be open for questions afterwards, too.
Absolutely. It's something that starts at 6:30. It'll end at 8, and we'll be ready to go.
You don't have to be Lutheran to come?
No Lutherans. You just have to like dessert. And the phone number, again, if you have any questions, you call Lori Goodrow at 651-762-9103.
We'd love to have another 150 people there.
Give the phone number again, please.
651-762-9103.
October 13th. Put it on your calendar.
And we'd like to have a full house again.
Thank you, Joe Sperber, for
being
with
for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
Experience counts now more than ever. When it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for Wise Money with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Join Gar and Leanne each Saturday morning at 11:45 for more of the Wise Money Show. Email your questions to Gar and Leanne, and the address is wisemoney@klbbradio.com. That's wisemoney@klbbradio.com. or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. Join us again next Saturday for the Wise Money Show with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLBB.